弟兄姊妹好。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
请我们读几书圣经。
Let's read a few passages together.
约书亚记一章一到三节。
The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3.
大家翻到没有？翻到一起读。
约书亚记一章一到三节。
对，我们一起读，一起到三节。
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们的。
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses.
三章三到六节。
Chapter 3, verses 3 to 6.
吩咐百姓说，你们看见耶和华你们神的约柜，又见祭司利未人抬着，就要离开所住的地方，跟着约柜去，只是你们和约柜相离，要量两千轴，不可与约柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。约书亚吩咐百姓说，你们要自洁，因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事。约书亚又吩咐祭司说，你们抬起约柜在百姓前头过去。于是他们抬起约柜在百姓前头走。
Giving orders to the people, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priests who are Levites carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never seen this way before. But keep a distance of about 1,000 yards between you and the Ark. Do not go near it. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves.For tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Joshua said to the priest, take up the ark of the covenant and pass on ahead of the people. So they took it up and went ahead of them.
四章四到八节。
Chapter 4, verses 4-8.
于是约书亚将他从以色列人中所预备的那十二个人，每支派一人都招了来。对他们说，你们下约旦河中，过到耶和华你们神的约柜前头，按着以色列人十二支派的数目，每人取一块石头扛在肩上，这些石头在你们中间可以作为证据，日后你们的子孙问你们说，这些石头是什么意思，你们就对他们说，这是因为约旦河的水在耶和华的约柜前断绝，约柜过约旦河的时候，约旦河的水就断绝了，这些石头要做以色列人永远的纪念。以色列人就照约书亚所吩咐的，按着以色列人支派的数目，从约旦河中取了十二块石头，都遵耶和华所吩咐约书亚的行了。他们把石头带过去，到他们所住宿的地方，就放在那里。
So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites. Serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, What do these stones mean?Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When they crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. The Israelites did as Joshua commanded him. Then they took 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, as the Lord had told Joshua. And they carried them over with them to their camp,Where they put them down.
五章十三到十五节。
Chapter 5, verses 13 to 15.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们的敌人呢？”他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”约书亚就俯伏在地下拜，说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说：“把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。”约书亚就照着行了。
Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied,Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so.
六章二到五节
Chapter 6, verses 2 to 5.
耶和华晓谕约书亚说，看哪，我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥王的王并大能的勇士都交在你手中。你们的一切兵丁要围绕这城，一日围绕一次，六日都要这样行。七个祭司要拿七个羊角走在约柜前，到第七日你们要绕城七次，祭司也要吹角，他们吹的角声颇长，你们听见角声，众百姓要大声呼喊，城墙就必塌陷，个人都要往前直上。
Then the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with the king and its fighting men.March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpet of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpet, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the people will go up, every man straight in.
十章十二到十四节
Chapter 10 verses 12 to 14
当耶和华将亚摩利人交付以色列人的日子约书亚就祷告耶和华在以色列人眼前说日头啊你要停在基甸月亮啊你要止在亚亚伦谷于是日头停留月亮止住只等国民向敌人报仇这事岂不是写在亚萨尔书上吗日头在天当中停住，不急速下落，约有一日之久。在这日以前，这日以后，耶和华听人的祷告，没有像这日的，是因耶和华为以色列征战。
One day, on the day the Lord gave Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, O sun, stand still over Gibeon, O moon, over the valley of Ahalah.So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemies. There has never been a day like it before or since. A day when the Lord listened to a man. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel.
十三章一节
Chapter 13 verse 1
约书亚年纪老迈耶和华对他说你年纪老迈了还有许多未得之地。
When Joshua was old and well advanced in years, the Lord said to him, You are very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken over.
24章十五节
Chapter 24, verse 15.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
今天我自己的声音有点哑。
I actually don't have a strong voice today.
盼望弟兄姊妹仍旧能够听得清楚。
And I hope you can hear me clearly.
基督徒普遍有个习惯。
And you know, it's a common practice among Christians.
喜欢用圣经的名字来当作自己的名字。
Like to name after the names in the Bible.
很多弟兄们叫做大卫。
A lot of people whose name is David.
很多弟兄们叫保罗。
And Paul.
也很多人叫彼得约翰
or Peter or John.
在圣经里面有一个大的名字大家不敢用的
and, but there is a big name in the Bible which people dare not to use.
那就是耶稣基督
that's Jesus Christ.
我曾经和弟兄谈话
one time I was having a chat with a brother.
我觉得这个弟兄头脑有点问题了
I think he has some problem in his logic.
他摸了一张名片给我
because after our conversation he gave me his name card.
我看那个名片
and the name on the card.
上面写着耶稣基督第二
Jesus Christ the second.
我看看他的脸呢，我不敢跟他讲话呀。
And I just didn't want to continue the conversation with him anymore.
回头走得比较稳妥。
It's better to stop talking to him.
耶稣基督这个名字大家不能用的。
Of course, we cannot use the name of Jesus Christ as ours.
但在旧约圣经里面。
Yeah, there is a name in the Old Testament.
有两个人的名字。
Oh, there are two names in the Old Testament.
可耶稣是同义字。
Bear the same meanings as Jesus.
一个是约书亚
One is Joshua.
一个是何西阿
One is Hosea.
约书亚何西阿都预表耶稣基督
These two names represent Jesus Christ.
约书亚受到主的大能
Joshua speaks of the power of the Lord.
何西阿受到主的大爱
And Hosea speaks of the great love of the Lord.
我在美国住了44年了
I've been living in the United States for over 44 years.
我在美国第一本写的书就是何西阿注解
And the first book I wrote in this country was interpretation of the book Hosea.
那时我没有汽车
At that time, I didn't even have a car.
我连上街去买菜都没办法
I couldn't even go shopping.
不要说做工了
Not to mention starting my ministry.
在家里天天写本书
So what I did was to just write at home.
何西阿书注解
And the interpretation of the book of Hosea was what I wrote.
写神的大爱
That book talked about the love of Lord.
好像外面一切都没办法
And like outwardly, I had nothing, I couldn't do anything.
但我知道神是大爱
Yeah, I knew he is love.
而且神爱我
And he loves me.
他一定要为我开路
and he will open the door for me to serve.
不到两个礼拜我们教会就开始了
and within 2 weeks of time we started our church
耶稣亚受到神的大能
and the name of Joshua speaks of the power of the Lord
何西阿受到神的大爱
Hosea, book Hosea speaks of the great love of the Lord
耶稣亚这个人
and Joshua
他是摩西的一个学生
he was a student, a pupil of Moses
摩西的帮手
also his aide
一直跟随着摩西的。
He faithfully followed Moses.
摩西经过大的事情。
And Moses went through big things.
耶稣亚都站在旁边。
Joshua was right next to him.
跟摩西学习的。
Learn from Moses.
摩西神叫他出埃及，带领神的百姓出埃及。
God called Moses to lead his people out of Egypt.
目的要去迦南美地。
So that they can enter into the land of Canaan.
但摩西很悲哀啊。
But unfortunately,
他并没有到迦南美地啊。
Moses was not allowed to set foot in the land.
他死在旷野。
He died in the wilderness.
耶稣亚继续摩西的指示。
And Joshua continued the baton of Moses.
率领神的百姓去迦南。
He was the one who led God's people into the land of Canaan.
要得到迦南美地为产业。
And so that they can have that land as their inheritance.
迦南美地什么意义呢
？What does The land of Canaan means.
是我们能经历的耶稣基督。
And that land speaks of the experience we can have in Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督成了我们的产业。
So that Jesus Christ himself can become our inheritance.
神要我们去得到主耶稣里面的丰富产业。
And God intends for us to gain what Jesus has.
但是耶稣要那些摆了很大的难处。
Yeah, that was a huge challenge for Joshua.
迦南美地住着七个强悍的民族。
Because there are seven seven big peoples that dwell in that land.
你要得着迦南美地为产业。
You want to overcome and have this land?
你是要胜过迦南七族。
You have to overcome these seven peoples.
迦南七族是的魔鬼啊。
And those seven peoples represent the devil.
我们一定要胜过黑暗权势。
We have to overcome the power of the darkness.
然后才能得着基督为我产业。
Then we can gain Christ as my asset.
耶稣要完成摩西没有完成的职事。
And Joshua was supposed to finish the ministry that Moses didn't finish.
率领神的百姓去迦南。
Which is to lead his people into the land of promise.
在摩西还带着耶稣亚的时候。
So when Joshua was with Moses,
摩西带领神的百姓来到迦南美地的边上了。
They came to the edge of that beautiful land.
摩西叫两个人做探视，去探一探迦南美地。
And Moses sent two spies to spy the land.
我说错了，十二个探子。
He sent 12 spies to see the land.
十二个探子，十二个族长。
There are 12 tribes, 12 spies representing 12 tribes.
看看那个地方的情形如何。
They say, go spy on the land and see its condition.
看看那个地方的出产如何。
And look at the produce of the land.
他们回来了。
So those 12 spies returned.
十个探子报恶信。
10 out of the 12 spies gave bad news.
这个地方是吞噬居民的地方。
They came back and said, you know, those people are huge. They can swallow.
他们身量高大。
They are so tall and gigantic.
我们和他们比起来像个蚱蜢。
We're just like grasshoppers in their eyes.
我们自己看自己也是这样。
And you know, that's how I look at yourself too.
报恶信
They gave the evil message.
两个探子报好信
But two out of 12 spies came back with good news.
这就是约书亚跟加勒
And one of them was Joshua and Caleb.
我们足够能够下去
They said we can totally take that place.
神把他们交在我们的手中
Because God has given them in our hand.
我们足够能够胜他们
We can totally overcome.
他们带了家里的美果回来
And also brought the fruit of the land back.
他们带那块葡萄回来。
For example, they brought grapes.
我们加州产葡萄的地方。
California produces grapes.
你们都吃过加州葡萄吗
？You all have tasted them, right?
都吃过。
Have you?
一挂葡萄有多重啊
？How big or how heavy is one bunch of grapes?
一挂葡萄手拿得起来吧
？Can you hold with a single hand?
拿得起来吗
Can you?
拿得起来
Yes, of course.
他们带一挂葡萄回来、啊、
But when they bring one bunch of grapes home,
是一挂葡萄啊
it takes
两个壮汉抬回来的
two strong men to carry the back.
那个葡萄有多大
Imagine how big those grapes are.
我们再算一算呢、啊、
Just do a calculation.
每一个葡萄最少两斤重啊
And at least 2 kilograms for each, just one grape.
两个壮汉抬回来的
It takes two strong men to carry it back.
大家先看一看迦南美地的美果有多美好
So they say, look, what a beautiful produce they have.
这个叫做预尝迦南美果
That means we can foretaste the fruit of the Canaan.
这就是我们今天的光景
And that's how we are today.
我们预尝天上美
We can foretaste the things of heaven.
神的能力有多大
How great is the power of God?
旧约神的百姓都知道神有大能
People in the Old Testament time know that God has great power.
神大能如何有大能他们不知道
But they don't know how big it is.
我们知道
But you and I know.
圣灵降临了
Because the Holy Spirit has been sent down.
我们充满神的能力
We are filled with the power of God.
这个能力多奇妙
And what a marvelous power that is.
跟我们所想的完全不一样
It is so different from what we comprehend in our mind.
旧约神的百姓知道神是荣耀
People in the Old Testament know that God is glory.
荣耀是什么他们不知道
But they don't really grasp what glory is about.
我们知道
But you and I know.
借着圣灵
Through the Holy Spirit.
荣耀能够充满我们里面
The glory of the Lord many times fill our hearts.
教会里面每一个角落都被神的荣耀充满
So our whole being is filled with the glory of God.
我九月初要夏令会来了
Summer conference is coming up in September.
大家都要报名去夏令会啊
Please do sign up.
主有一天我们要带弟兄姊妹被圣灵充满。
And because we want to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
你看，神的爱那么实在了。
Suddenly God becomes so real to us.
神的荣耀那么实在了。
Once you have the Spirit of God, you know His glory is real. 神的
圣洁那么实在了。
And His holiness becomes real.
大家羡慕吗？
Do you envy to have that? Do you have a desire for Him?
日常天上美味。
We can foretaste the beautiful things in heaven. There's a wonderful hymn in our book.
既然前尝四全玉帝
Since I foretaste a little bit on earth,
就必尝一个玉天
And I know I will have a lot to enjoy in heaven.
那里主爱直扩展
Because where the love of the Lord is boundless,
如同洋海涌溢
as huge as the ocean.
今天我们前尝
On earth, we can only taste a little bit.
我们全尝
Just a little bit.
可以叫我们受不了了
It's already too much for us to endure.
那么丰富啊
It's so abundant.
当主充满我们的时候
When the Lord fills us up.
那么奇妙的经历啊
And that's a marvelous experience.
要不要被主充满
Do you desire to be filled by the Lord himself?
大家报名去夏令会啊
If you do, register for the summer conference.
我不担保你们一定会被充满
I am not guaranteed. I'm not the guarantor that you will be filled.
但是主要充满所有渴慕主的人。
But it is His desire to fill everyone that has desire for Him.
今天就开始求渴慕，好不好？
You should start asking for that desire today.
要不要渴慕？
Starting from today.
我们渴慕。
Let's have the desire to be filled.
渴慕就得着了。
If you have the desire, God will fulfill it.
一尝天上美味。
We can foretaste the beautiful things in heaven.
这就是约书亚、加勒把家。
That's why Joshua and Caleb brought back the beautiful pure produce.
大家尝一尝这个葡萄有多美啊！
They say everybody taste this, how wonderful it is.
你们从来没见过这样的葡萄。
Have you seen any grape of this size?
现在尝一尝。
Taste it.
我们有这个勇气去得迦南美地啊！
Then you will have the courage to take that land.
这个美地的所有的果子都是我们的。
All the fruit in that land will be ours.
那个地方太好了。
That's a wonderful place.
牛奶玉米。
It's filled with honey and milk.
大山流出奶子。
And the mountains will flow out milk.
小山地下甜酒。
And the hills will drip down wine.
我实在告诉你们，我不相信地球上有这么个地方。
Honestly, I don't think in realistically or in material way there's such a place.
真有这个地方，我快快搬家去。
If there's such a place, I will move my house there.
但在基督里。
Yet.When we are in Christ,
牛奶玉米
it is filled with milk and honey.
我们都深处说阿们
Yeah, from the depth of our heart, we say yes, indeed.
真是牛奶玉米
Indeed, He is full of milk and honey.
地上牛奶玉米嘛，也没有什么好的太好的好处
And really, it's not a big deal. You find a place filled with honey and milk on earth.
在主里面牛奶玉米
Yeah, when you have.The Lord and you taste of Him as honey and milk.
叫我们日常天上美味
So that you can foretaste the good things of heavenly things.
在地上走天上的道路
So that you can walk on the heavenly path when you are on earth.
约书亚到摩西死了
So after Moses passed away.
约书亚继续摩西的职事
And Joshua was continuing the ministry of Moses.
带领神的百姓去得迦南美地
He was bringing God's people to overcome the land.
先遇见大难处了
Now the first challenge.
第一件是约旦河拦在前面
Was the Jordan River in front of them.
约旦河啊
The river of Jordan.
是世界上下流最急的一条河流
It's the river that with the most rapid flow downwardly
在一个转弯的地方一下垂120次
You know, at any turn it can go as deep 120 feet straight down
要不然变成瀑布了
It's like a waterfall at that kind of turn
这个河怎么过去的
How can you cross a river like that?
正在那个时候河水满溢过两岸
Especially at the time the river was overflowing and over both It was impossible to cross that river. And Joshua was indeed a servant of God. Because he got the order from the Lord.
祭司抬着一位走在最前面
Have your priest carry the Ark of Covenant ahead of everyone.
所有的祭司跟着一位
So All the priests followed the ark.
所有的将军跟着祭司。
And all the armies will follow the priests.
人民走在最后面跟着将军。
And the people will follow the army at the end.
什么叫做预会？
So what is the Ark of Covenant?
预会预表基督是教会的元首。
An ark represents that Christ is the head of His church.
主永远走在最前面。
Our Lord always walks ahead of us.
为我们开出路来。
He opens up the way for us.
放个祭司抬着约柜。
A priest carried that Ark of Covenant.
来到约旦河旁。
They came to the edge of the river.
我真是佩服那八个祭司啊。
I really admire those A priests.
这么汹涌的河流啊。
That rapid flow right in front of them.
一踩下去，人早就被冲走了。
You can imagine, once you set your foot in, you probably...But they had such a great faith.
而且八人
Eight of them.
同一个信心
With one faith.
同一个步伐
Share the same faith and walk on the same steps. Same direction.
伟大吧
Isn't that great?
八个人就脚踏下约旦河
All eight of them stepped into the water of Jordan.
我真佩服那帮的祭司、啊、
I really admire them.
抬着一位脚一踩一带河
And the moment they set their foot into the water,
这么脚踏下去的地方
And where their foot was,
这么汹涌的约旦河挺住了
This rapid flowing river Jordan stopped.
你说这个力量有多大
Imagine what kind of power it takes to stop the river.
那是神的力量、啊、
That was the power of God.
神把约旦河挺住了
God stopped.The flow of Jordan River.
但约旦河继续往下流的，继续的往下流。
不是停住了。
停住了，在上面的河还是往下流。
Oh, yeah. It stopped at a certain point, but the water keeps on coming down, right?
到了那个停住的地方就立起来了。
So it piles up at the stopping point.
大能挡住河流啊。
God used His great power to stop the flow of the river.
水越来越高了。
So the water had to pile up.Again, higher and higher.
今天我们讲这话轻松啊，那天可是不轻松啊。
It is easy for us just to talk about it here, but it wasn't easy that day. It was a very dreadful sight.
那个约旦河那么的汹涌啊。
Imagine that rapidly flowing river stop.
水越来越高啊。
And the water started to pile up.
八个祭司抬着约柜站在河底。
And those eight priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant standing in the middle of the river.
他们的脚不能动一步的。
They are not supposed to move.
神的百姓在他们旁边过河。
And the people of God will pass through their rivers, through them.
几百万以色列人过河不是件小事啊。
There are millions of Israelites that need to pass the river.
连老带少，连男带女。
Young and old, men and women, children.
走不快的呀。
It takes a while.
我几百万以色列人最少走一天呢。
I would think it takes at least one full day for millions of people to go through the river.
祭司抬着约柜要站一天呢。
Imagine those eight priests, they have to stand on the ground for whole day.
不能动的。
And do not move.
而那个水越来越高啊。
And the water just keep on piling up, higher and higher.
一个人一害怕就从那完了。
It's one, as long as one of the eight shakes, then that's, they're done.
你若一躲的话，水倒下来了。
And they, or they try to escape, then the water will overflow.
整天站在那个水墙上旁边。
How about that? Still next to a wall of water.
水越来越高啊。
And the water gets higher and higher.
你在那里会不会害怕？
Wouldn't you be scared?
倒下来，我们通连通都没有了。
Anybody, if anybody failed, then they all gonna collapse.
大的信心啊
！It took a great faith.
站在那个水旁边呢
？They stood next to the water wall.
神的力量把约旦河挡住了。
And the power of the Lord stopped the water.
哪里挡住的？
Where did the water stop?
在亚当城挡住的。
Stop at the city of Adam.
约旦河预表基督的死啊！
The Jordan River represents the death of Jesus.
基督的死的力量有多大呀？
How great is the death of the Lord?
大到我们的脑头脑没法想象啊！
It's so great and powerful beyond our imagination.
这么大的死亡水流都挡住了。
And His death is so great that stopped the river.
力气成雷啊！
And He piled up. like a wall. And Israelites could pass through as if walking on the dry land. And then priests were told to do a special thing. And when they went down to the river, and on this side of the river, they picked 12 stones. And on each stone, they wrote a name of a tribe. And they will lay these 12 stones on the riverbed. And before they left the riverbed, they have to pick 12 stones from the riverbed. And again, on each one of them, they need to put a name of the tribe. And they carry back to their camp. And when they landed on the other side, the whole water wall collapsed. You cannot even imagine how great that size is. And you can never see those 12 stones anymore. The death of Christ buried us all. The Lord died for us. So there's no longer I
or
you. We all died with Christ in Him.
相信吗?
Do you believe that?
能接受吗?
Can you accept that?
一定要接受.
You have to accept that.
是的，主的浩大救恩啊。
And that's His salvation for us.
主死了。
The Lord died.
我们神的儿女都死了。
We died with Him together.
我下面我的脾气也死了。
My temper died with Christ.
我下面我的嫉妒也死了。
My jealousy died with Christ.
我下面我的贪心也死了。
My greed died with Him.
我下面我的所有天然生命死了。
Everything that was in my natural life died with Christ. Also, they picked up 12 stones from the riverbed and carried over. And when they brought it back,
到了对岸,
and the moment they left the riverbed and stepped onto the other side of the river, they are new creation. The death of Christ has buried us all. And through the death of Christ, we're now new creation.
保罗说,
that's why Paul says, if anyone who is in Christ, he is a new creation. All old things passed away. No more.
受浸了没有?
So, are you baptized?
你们受浸了没有?
Have you been baptized?
与主同死了没有?
Have you died with Christ?
再发脾气，你要告诉脾气已经死了。
When the anger surfaces, tell yourself that you died.
怎么还会发脾气呢?
Why? Where does the anger come from?
我变成怪物了。
And then we'll become a monster that way. Have you seen any dead men rise up and throw a temper? But we say that a lot among children of God. You have to believe in the death of Christ. You have to accept the fullness of His salvation.
No.
Say no to our natural reaction. We have to say no to our natural lives.
我已经死了。
And we say, no, I died with Christ.
我现在活着。
It's no longer I that live.
是个新造的人。
It's a new creation.
在基督里的新造的人。
A new creation in Christ that lives.
现在明白约旦河的救恩了吧?
Do you understand the salvation that's signified in the river Jordan? Therefore, the first challenge Joshua had was to cross the Jordan River. Where Christ's death buried all natural life and gave us a new life. My old self died.
保罗说我对世界而论我已经钉在十字架上。
That's why Paul says to the world I have been crucified on the cross.
就我而论世界钉在十字架上。
And to me the world has been crucified on the cross.
主死了。
Jesus died.
世界向我死了。
To me, the world is dead.
我想世界也死了。
And to the world, I am dead too.
世界和我没有关系。
Therefore, the world has nothing to do with me anymore.
我是一个新造的人。
I am now a new creation in God.
活在基督里。
I live in Christ.
耶稣基督的大救恩。
The salvation of Christ Jesus.
他们过了约旦河。
And when after they crossed the Jordan River, the second challenge came. The city of Jericho, they need to overcome that. And that's a huge city with tall walls and very magnificent. On top of that, they are gigantic in size. Their people. Just look at the city and their people, you just don't know how to overcome it. You know, naturally speaking, there's no way Israelites can take that city down. Joshua was a fighter. He understood. He took a look at the city and tried to spy on that city. He went there. The Lord appeared to him. He didn't know that was God. He just felt this man was unusual. With a drawn sword in his hand, he said, this person is different. I think we'll be fortunate if he's on our side. We'll be in doom if he's for the enemy. So he asked, are you here for us or for our enemies? And the Lord answered in such a marvelous way. He didn't say, I'm here for your enemies. Neither did he say, I'm here for you. He didn't say either way. He said, I have come as commander of the army of the Lord. And that's the common problem we share.
我们在生活里面呢,
when we encounter problems,
没有把主当主,
we don't honor the Lord as our Lord.
我们只把主当成顾问,
the Lord serves more as a consultant to us.
我在用力,
I will try my best.
我在想办法,
and I try to wait to figure out.
我靠着我的自己,
I rely on my own.
我勾不上去地方的主, 你帮帮我的忙,
only when I come short of something, I say, Lord, give me a hand.
我开车不小心的时候你救我,
oh Lord, rescue me when I make a mistake when I drive.
主是坐在我旁边当顾问,
the Lord is just like my passenger.
在你家里遇见什么事啊, 主都是顾问,
whenever you encounter a problem, even at home, he is just a consultant.
主认识谁?
And who is the Lord? Who is the master? A lot of times we are our own master. Many of us have this plague at home. That Christ is the head of this house. I have one too in my house. But a lot of them just having a sign that's it. But what is the reality? Is he really the head of your household? A lot of times we are still the head of our own house. And you make up your mind, you make decisions on your own. You try to fix things up. And you are using your own mind. You do everything according to yourself. The Lord is not your Lord. That's why a lot of times you feel that prayer is not answered. Because the Lord doesn't come to be consulted. He's always the master. You have give your lordship to the Lord. And there was this Christian brother. One time I was sharing about offering. He said, you know, I just can't do this.
感谢主，昨天我过关了。But
thank the Lord, last night I passed.
我现在还没过关。
He said, oh, you know, I just couldn't do this about offering.
我听了也没什么。
I didn't say a word.
他又回去了。And
after that conversation, he went home.
我弟兄提醒你一件事啊。
Oh, before he left, I said, I just want to remind you something.
你回去祷告，你不要奉主耶稣的名。
Oh, when you go home and pray tonight, don't say in the name of the Lord.
使用太过分了。
He said, that's nonsense.
我没有过奉献，为什么不奉主耶稣的名呢？
I just say, I think I cannot do fully offer. I cannot offer myself fully, but why can't I pray in the name of the Lord?
我还是要奉主耶稣的名。
I still need to end my prayer.
谁是你的主啊？
I said, well then, who is your Lord?
你自己是你的主啊。
Apparently, you are your own Lord.
主耶稣不是你的主啊。
The Lord is not, apparently not your Lord.
他听懂了。
He understood what I said.
我奉献了。
He said, okay, then I give myself fully to the Lord.
奉献, 那不神气。
I said, well, that's snobbish way.
你要爬着跪着来奉献的。
You know, you really need to kneel and beg and ask the Lord to take your offering.
我奉献的好像给出好处了。
Don't offer as if you are giving some good things to the Lord.
你是个什么人呢？
Not like you are doing a favor to him.
你要稀奇主怎么会要你的？
Who are you? You should be amazed at the fact that he actually wants your offering.
明白了吧？
Do you understand that?
我们大家爬着跪着求主，其实我。
We need to like crawl and then beg and then kneel and say, Lord, please accept me.
那一天，耶和华的那个主说，我是耶和华军队的元帅。
That day he replied by saying, I am the commander of the army of the Lord.
我不帮助敌人。
I'm not here for your enemies.
我也不帮助你。
Neither am I here for you.
我是主。
Because I am the Lord.
一切听我的。
Everybody listens to me.
我们都要过这一关的。
And this is something we all need to know.
明白了吧？
Understand that?
要把主当作主啊。
You have to honor the Lord as the Lord.
我们祷告奉主的名。
When you pray, you say, I pray in the name of the Lord.
我们祷告不了盖上个君王的大印啊。
Do you know, when you say that, you are putting on the seal of the king in your prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord, I pray.
一切都不是我的意思。
You know that it's not according to my will.
一切要照着主的意思。
But according to the Lord's will.
主永远是主。
The Lord will always be the Lord.
把我的地位让给主呀。
And I am letting him sitting on the throne of my heart.
这是主要让约书亚先学的功课。
So that was the first lesson Joshua needed to learn.
然后才能打耶利哥城。
Before the Lord can help him to take down the city of Jericho.
那么他们打耶利哥了。
So they went to take the city.
这个打法太奇妙了。
And that's an interesting way to take down a city.
人就是一回头在前面。
Again, the Ark of the Covenant was ahead of the army.
祭司抬着一位。
The priests would carry the Ark of the Covenant.
八个祭司抬一位。
Eight of them carrying the Ark.
所有祭司跟在后面。
All the other priests followed.
将军人民又跟在后面。
And the army and the people behind.
他们也不打城。
And they're not using any weapons.
不攻城。
They are not attacking the city.
只绕着城走一走一圈。
All they did was just surrounding the city once.
这以色列耶利哥上面的将军看糊涂了。
You know, the soldiers, the army in the city looked down, they were very confused.
这些以色列人搞什么？
What are these Israelites
doing? 他们也不攻城。
They are not attacking us.
他们踩着那个方方那个一个箱子绕着城走。
All they did was carrying this box and march around once.
这有什么用啊？
What does that do?
这些祭司抬一位的人。
And the priests who carried the ark.
一个肩膀扛一位。
One shoulder they carrying the ark.
一个手拿着号筒。
The other hand they carrying a horn.
一天绕城一圈。
And they will march around the city once a day.
第七天。
And when it comes to seventh, they marched seven times.
一起拿着号筒来吹啊。
And after seven times, they blow the horn together.
宣告主的胜。
And proclaiming the victory of the Lord.
耶利哥城一下倒下来了。
And then suddenly the whole city will collapse.
这是属灵征战。
And that is a spiritual battle.
宣告基督。
When you proclaim.
彰显基督
Christ himself and manifest Christ himself
抬着一位走
and you carry the Ark of the Covenant
叫敌人都看见基督
and the enemies see nothing but Christ
我们在征战里面最重要的活出主来啊
therefore in each battle the key point is to live out Christ
外面环境再凶
doesn't matter how the condition may be
再可怕
how dreadful the circumstance may be
你不要去管它
don't pay attention to
that 你要紧只有一件事要彰显主啊
the only one thing you need to do is to manifest Christ.
要把主活出来啊。
Live out Christ.
到七圈。
And then march around the city seven times.
宣告基督得胜。
And blow a long blast over proclaiming his victory.
仇敌都失败了。
And your enemy will fall.
但是那个美丽的故事啊。
And there was a beautiful story in this battle.
当两个人假的耶稣要假的去探那个耶利哥城的时候。
When Joshua and Caleb went to spy on the city,
这是很危险的工作啊，非常危险的工作。
It was a very dangerous task.
他们到那个城里面。
When they went to the city,
住在个妓女拉哈的家里面。
And they ended up staying in a prostitute's home.
这个拉哈不是个上等女人。
And her name is Rahab, and she's not a woman of a high class.
她蒙了恩典了。
And she was blessed.
她眼睛开了。
Her eyes were opened.
她认识神了。
She knew these people are from God.
她知道主要祝福以色列人。
She heard about how God blessed Israelites.
要把耶利哥城交给以色列人。
And how God will give the city to Israelites.
接待两个探子。
So she received these two spies.
接待好两个人就帮助加勒，帮助拉哈。
So these two spies decided to help Rahab also.
当我们有一天要攻耶利哥城了。
They promised her that one day we shall come back to take the city.
你要把个红绳子放在你的窗底下。
And what you need to do is to put a red string outside the window of
your house. 当我们攻耶利哥城要杀进耶利哥城。
So when we are attacking your city,
看见你红绳子垂着。
We'll see that red string where it's by your window.
你把你你的亲友都聚在你的家里面。
Make sure all your family members are in your house that time.
我们不碰这个家。
Then we will leave your house alone.
这个家都得救了。
The entire household will be saved.
这个拉哈有很美丽的故事。
That is a beautiful story.
拉哈因为这一次转向主啊。
And because of her turning toward the Lord,
她了不起啊。
That was a great thing she did.
后来嫁给伯阿斯。
And she married Boaz.
那个伯阿斯路德。讲错人了，不对。拉哈嫁了一个很重要的人。
She married someone very important in Jesus' genealogy.
从她生了主耶稣啊。
And then from this system, and Jesus was born of this line.
马太福音第一章主的家谱里面。
If you read the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew 1,
有四个女子的名字。
You see four women mentioned there.
有一个名字就是拉哈。
One of them was Rahab.
妓女拉哈。
That prostitute.
成了主的祖先了。
Became one of the ancestors in Jesus' line.
最荣耀的行列了。
And that was the glorious line she was in.
宝贵吧。
Wasn't that wonderful?
我们都是个罪人得救了。
We're all sinners now saved by grace.
主把我们放在何等荣耀的地位啊。
And the Lord has put us in such a glorious position.
每一个人都要把主带进来啊。
So each one of us can bring the Lord here.
那么到那个苏亚攻城了。
So when Joshua took down the city,
他下个奇妙的命令。
And he gave this interesting order.
所有的将军都要直线往上。
All the generals and soldiers march straight up.
不能转弯。
Don't make a turn. Go straight up.
这个命令没什么道理。
哎 ，really doesn't make sense。
不转弯怎么跑啊
？How do you run around if you don't turn？
然后发现了奇妙的事。
And then they discover something wonderful。
每一个人都直线往上。
When everyone moves straight up。
那个拉哈的先生叫做那个很熟的名字，没一下记不起。
What's the name of Rahab's husband？ 大声点。
Simon 从拉哈是圣了主的祖先。
Rahab ended up marrying this wonderful name Simon.
拉哈成了主的祖先了。
And so she became one of the ancestors.
一个妓女梦到这么大的恩典。
And she was so blessed.
放在这么荣耀的地位。
She ended up to be placed in such a glorious position.
以苏亚下命令每一个将士直线往上。
And Joshua said, everyone straight up.
因为这个命令。
And because of that order,
Simon 直线往上刚好碰到拉哈。
Simon moved straight up and he encountered Rahab, his future wife.
所以他娶了拉哈。
That's why he married Rahab.
成了主耶稣的祖先了。
They became play a role in Jesus' genealogy.
所以圣经记得很小的事都有很深远的意义的。
You know, the little detail in the Bible has a very deep meaning many times.
耶利哥城打下来了。
So they took down the city of Jericho.
下面有些更大的征战了。
And there was a greater battle after that.
约书亚和五个王征战。
Joshua was fighting against five kings.
那天约书亚大大得胜了。
And Joshua won greatly that day.
但时间不够用。
Yet he did not have enough time.
他就一个大的祷告。
So he had this great prayer.
日头啊，停在基遍。
He said, Oh, sun, stand still over Gibeon.
月亮啊，停在亚亚人谷。
Oh, moon, over the valley of Ahilan.
等我杀尽仇敌,
wait until I finish killing every enemy.
他那个祷告, 日头就停住, 月亮就停住,
and God answered the prayers, the sun stood still and the moon stopped moving.
多了一天,
and he was given one extra day to kill all the enemies.
我在前段日子,
you know, not too long ago,
读本杂志,
I was reading a magazine.
里面有一个, 学者那个报道,
and there's this report.
他是个天文学家,
and he is someone who is very familiar with moons and stars.
他科学家的精密的计算,
and he said, according to our very accurate calculation,
人类的历史时间多了一天,
you know, in the history of mankind, there's one day surplus.
为什么会多一天?
Why was there one extra day in our history?
他不知道,
they couldn't figure out why.
他不知道,
they don't know why, but we know, right?
我为什么知道?
How do we know?
因为我读耶稣亚记,
because what's recorded in the book of Joshua.
耶稣亚祷告,
because of his prayer, we gain one extra day.
这科学家证明了,
but the scientists only could prove there was one extra day, but they didn't know why.
这个祷告伟大吗?
Wasn't Joshua's prayer great?
日头停住, 月亮停住,
one day long, the sun and moon both stopped.
所以你们都要来祷告聚会啊,
so that's why it's important for us to come to the prayer meeting. Because all prayer can shake the heaven and earth.
奉主名祷告,
when we pray in the name of the Lord, and our prayer should be great. Than that of Joshua. We can shake the heaven and earth. So we should come to the prayer meeting. We need to believe in our prayer. Amen. Prayer is such a great thing. And Joshua gave us a perfect example. And when he became old,
主对耶稣亚到最后以色列人败坏了,
and towards the end Israelites corrupted. Again, they choose other gods as their gods. And they were in a very dangerous condition. And Joshua made a proclamation.
他是家长,
he was the head of the house. And he made that proclamation at the position of the head of his house. He said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. What a powerful statement. Therefore, the head of house here has this responsibility. I need to lead my whole house. And even the followers in the house is also responsible. If your parents are not believers of Christ, then you are responsible to make a statement. You should proclaim,
至于我和我的家,
that as for me and my household,
必定侍奉耶和华,
we will serve the Lord.
今天我们要不要宣告?
Shall we make that proclamation?
要不要宣告?
Do we want to proclaim like that?
好不好?
Then why don't we do so right now?
是吧?
As for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord.
讲得软软的,
that's very weak voice.
讲得刚强一点,
can you be strong?
来,
say it again.
来,
as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我的家, 终必侍奉耶和华,
amen. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
不管别人如何,
don't mind about others.
不管整个省的儿女如何,
don't be mindful of other children of God. But I will proclaim,
我要代表我的家来宣告,
on behalf of my household,
至于我和我的家,
as for me and my household,
终必侍奉耶和华,
we will serve the Lord.
到了耶稣亚年纪老迈了,
so when he was advanced in his in years,
神对耶稣亚说,
the Lord said to him,
你年纪老迈了,
you are very old.
耶稣亚把差不多迦南地都占下来了,
and you have occupied almost the entire land of Canaan.
但神不这样说,
but the Lord looked at it differently.
神说你,
he has actually occupied most of the land, but God says you still have a lot of land, a very large,
sorry.
There's still a very large large areas of land to be taken over. I remember when we were in Taiwan many years ago, it was very difficult to establish church. And we had many enemies. I remember when we have our first special meeting. And we were very successful, and that solidified the foundation of our church there. So the very first special meeting, the theme of that meeting was, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. So through our conference, we are making that proclamation. All 4 days long, we talk nothing but one thing. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And we were so blessed in that special meeting. And you know, people walking, the moment they sit down, they start to cry. Because the presence of the Lord was so strong. It's not through the words they were convinced. When we were making the proclamation, so did the Holy Spirit. Therefore, that solidified the foundation of ministry. And in book of Joshua, chapter 24, Joshua was about to end. All the days of his life, Joshua accomplished a great mission, which is obtain the land of Canaan as his inheritance. In the same way, we shall do that. All the days of our life, we only do one thing and one thing only. Is to have Christ as our asset. We shall all pursue Him. We shall all serve Him. So that we can have the Lord as our inheritance. How great is our Lord. How abundant He is. All we can get was this little bit. So don't relax yet. And do not live our life in vain. He is great. And the span of our life is too short. So we shall make every endeavor to pursue Him. To receive Jesus Christ as my inheritance. It's okay if you don't own anything on this earth. But it's extremely pitiful if you don't have the Lord as your asset. Only if we receive the Lord as our inheritance. He is our everlasting inheritance. After we depart from this world, and we shall see what we gain on earth in eternity. Let's encourage one another. Let's pursue the Lord together. Don't live our life in vain. Pursue Him in every circumstance until we gain Him as our inheritance. Let's sing the hymn one more time.